Hey, 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 all y'all mother truckers. Welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sparkle sunshine. Not any of that today edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, pissed as fucking hell still, not happy with this shit that's going down in the world right now and how people react to it and how everybody's just fucking pissing me off. But you listen to all this fucking vitriol right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. If you throw a / listen behind it, you'll probably hear a whole lot of other people who are just as pissed off as me right now and all of this bullshit and how everybody thinks that they can fucking walk around with a gun strapped to their hip and they're going to solve every fucking problem in this world. Let me come here and tell you ain't gonna fix it like that, you fucking mouth-breathing morons. You need to pull your motherfucking heads out of your fucking ass and get a goddamn clue. The fucking shit ain't working. It ain't worked for a long time. Whatever you think, and all you fucking mouth-breathing morons that I went to school with back in the fucking South, you can all suck the most giant, enormous, runny, stank-ass fart out of my ass because you're all backwards-out, mouth-breathing bitches who need to fucking get your fucking shit together. Got it? Got it. So what I'm telling you is, okay, whatever. Twitters, follow me on the H-Wood Hick on the Twitters. Follow me on the Facebook page, www.facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. I also apologize because I've had a little bit of a hiatus. Combination of my computer took a dump on me, wouldn't fucking work, so I couldn't record shit for you. And also since fucking this past weekend, I ain't been able to talk about this shit. I was so fucking angry, believe it or motherfucking not, that my ass couldn't talk. Everything that happened in fucking Orlando is beyond fucking words up in this till this point for me. I didn't know how to fucking reconcile it. I don't know how to fucking deal with it. Everybody is just so fucking, not everybody, I take that back. Too many motherfucking people are just so fucking deluded into this goddamn fantasy world that they've created where fucking guns are going to solve everything. And as far as I can see, guns are pretty much our biggest problem right now. Whether you want to believe it or not, all you motherfuckers who think you should have a fucking gun strapped to you at any time so that you can open fire in Walmart into the middle of a crowd, because that's going to be fucking helpful, right? That's going to help these fucking situations. Because if we had 50 homos armed with fucking guns, you don't think it would have been a worse situation up inside of that Pulse nightclub in Florida? I fucking don't. It's just fucking ridiculous. Let me just do this. I just did a quick search on over one of my favorite of websites, right, of New York Daily News. And these are some of the headlines that have just come through in the last, like, week. Not even a week. It's not even been a fucking week. I'm still fucking reeling from this. I'm still fucking pissed off. I still want to punch a bitch right in the fucking throat. You come at me with your fucking gun, could fucking nonsense, telling me how you need to have one strapped to your side. Like, it's embarrassing. Like, I made the mistake of reading Facebook the other day, y'all. And then I am ashamed of the fucking shit coming out of these people's fucking fingers on a keyboard over in the fucking South. Oh, but through the fucking protection of just fucking sitting on the other side of a goddamn computer screen. Because I guarantee fucking to you, if some gunman came into a place, all of these people who claim to be fucking walking around with guns strapped to their person in some fashion or another, I guarantee you your pussy asses wouldn't know what the fuck to do. And if you do anything, your bitch ass stupid pussy ass fucking coward of a motherfucking self would probably end up making the problem worse. Kind of like that woman a few months ago, I think I talked about it here on the fucking Hollywood Hick, where she was at a goddamn Walmart. Some dude had stole something and she thought it was appropriate to open fire at a fleeing vehicle in the middle of a crowded fucking parking lot. And then could not, on the flip side, understand why people might have issue with that. That is what we're headed towards. Do you want us to go back to the Wild West where it's just a fucking shootout at the OK Salon every fucking time you turn around? You people are fucking morons. Get a goddamn clue. Our president just pointed out 2 weeks ago, I highly recommend y'all looking at the Monday opening of the Samantha Bee Show on TBS, because that bitch is the only one who gets it. She's the only one who came out and said exactly what needed to be said, that fuck you and your goddamn prayers. Your prayers, you can take them and shove them up your goddamn ass. You got that? Your prayers ain't working. Book it. Tell me how. Tell me what your prayers have done. Please, somebody, tell me. Like she said in her opening, what is sitting in your alone in your fucking room talking to your goddamn self going to do about any fucking thing? I certainly don't know. You can take your thoughts and your prayers and you can shove them where the sun don't shine because I don't want nor need them. You got that? Because you're fucking just saying it to say it. The fucking Florida of governor, only solution that he had to do anything about this was he said that he's like, I encourage people to pray. Fuck your prayers. Fuck every one of your goddamn motherfucking worthless piece of shit prayers. Shove them where the sun don't shine and keep them to yourself. How about a little bit of action? How about, hey, I was at a gay pride parade on Sunday celebrating with a whole bunch of other people. Everything's colorful. People trying to have fun. We wake up to a fucking sobering experience when we're supposed to out be having fun. My plan for the day was to go out and collect money for an organization called Project Angel Food so that we could actually maybe help some people in this world. Come to find out, not alone had just 50 motherfucking people been shot dead just for the simple fact that they were at a place having fun and somebody couldn't reconcile his fucking feelings because his fucking upbringing was so jacked up by a bastard ass father who thinks that fucking like instilling homophobia and fucking suppressing your kid is the best way to go about it, turning him into a violent fucking crazy ass menace on society. Because from what I read, if you look at these headlines I was going to go through, basically it says here that hundreds mourn the victims of Orlando massacre and Bronx vigil. Good. I'm glad about that. Donald Trump's a dick is what one of these says. Oh, according to our Senator John McCain, who is old as motherfucking Methuselah and needs to get kicked the fuck out as far as I'm concerned. He can kiss my motherfucking ass. Why do we allow these people to be politicians? Now, this is probably going to be just this whole program. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know what's going to happen because I'm mad. I'm mad as fucking hell. And you know how I get, tangents are one of my favorite things. I don't even know. Well, whatever. I will claim it. But I might go off on a bunch of tangents. This might be all over the fucking place, but you get my fucking point, and I got to get this shit out. So we'll just see where this takes us today, right? We might get to some lighthearted news by the end of this, but I don't know if I'll have it in me to get that far. I don't know. This rant might go on for a whole 55 motherfucking minutes, y'all. And if it does, I hope you stay on board because I got some shit to get out my mother trucking system because I've been stewing in it. I've been a stress ball at that goddamn place I have to go to every day where everything is just freaking nuts because people are nuts. So stress on top of that. And then I'm sitting here watching all of this nonsense and how people open their fucking mouths like Donald fucking Pumpkinhead, goddamn fart puss, dead mangy fox on your head looking motherfucker needs to be drowned in a toilet. I swear to God. There is truly not enough Dolly in the world to fucking fix this. And I never thought that would be the case. I'm serious. But this motherfucker, it's Obama's fault. Obammy, it's always his fault because none of these people can take any kind of goddamn fucking rational have idea and go, maybe guns are a problem. Look at Australia. They had one mass shooting in 1996, if I remember correctly, and ain't had one since because they had the sense to do something about it. And I'm not talking about taking all your guns away, you pussy ass bitches are going to come try to throw that at my face. You're trying to take my guns away. Second Amendment, fuck you. And fuck the goddamn Second Amendment because you don't understand it. Your inability to wrap your brain around the fact that this is hundreds of years after that was written and we might live in a different society and regulated might also mean that your bitch ass doesn't deserve an assault rifle. Have your hunting guns. I ain't trying to take hunting away from you. Protect your family with a pistol, but learn how to fucking use it. Don't just sit there with a pistol underneath your pillow and think that you're just going to shoot willy-nilly into the air and going to fucking take down somebody who actually might know what the fuck they're doing. Also, from what I understand, that kind of shit is rare. It's not like it happens all the fucking time in your house. These mass shootings, on the other hand, are ridiculously common. There has been more mass shootings than days in the year. Does that sober you in any kind of way? Does that fucking register in your brain in any kind of way? Fucking, I read an article where some dude bought a fucking goddamn assault rifle in 19 minutes a few days ago in Pennsylvania. Listen to that, people. 19 minutes is all it took him to buy a motherfucking assault rifle that can fire off multiple rounds a second. That is not a gun that's used for hunting. That is not a gun that's used for just personal protection. That is a gun that was built for war. You got that? You are not at war with your fucking neighbors. You are not at war with the general population. You are at war with yourself because you can't reconcile the fact that maybe if we do something about this, we might not have to worry about this quite so often. Look at Australia. Look at Japan. They've done something about it. Why can't we do anything about it? I'll tell you, because we got a whole bunch of mouth-breathing fucking morons who can't pull their fucking ass out of their head, or excuse me, head out of their ass long enough to fucking realize that there's a whole fucking big world out there, and maybe we need to fucking address things and realize that guns are not the fucking answer. Take the NRA and shove it where the fucking sun don't shine with Wayne LaPierre, the fucking gayest sounding name I've ever heard in my entire motherfucking life. I can't. I don't have the time. I don't have the motherfucking patience. But it's like, all you have to do, like I said, like whatever. I clicked on crime. I mean, and like, heaven forbid, freaking Orlando right now. I feel really bad for Orlando. Like, hopefully things come in threes, like they say. Because first started off with that crazy person. What was his name? Where is it? It's this guy, Kevin Loible, who thought it was like because he's some freaking mouth breathing moron who thinks that he's entitled to everything. Because that is the generation we are raising. People, pull your heads out of your ass. Quit giving these little shitheads participation trophies for just showing up and maybe actually try to make them achieve something. Because that is fucking bullshit. But this dude, because this girl had another boyfriend and she was like starting to become some pop music singing sensation, then this fucker thought that he'd like, well, because she don't want me, she ain't gonna get nobody, goes to her meet and greet after her show, shoots her in the head, and then kills himself like a pussy ass coward. That was the beginning of the fucking nonsense in Orlando. This guy, and come to find out, he's also such a like, he's so fucking deluded, he thought that if he got hair plugs and got some other fucking shit done to himself, then this chick was gonna like him. No, she's not gonna like you because you're fucking weird. Quit being weird. Quit just thinking that you're entitled to shit all the time. You're not. It's a fucking tough world out there, and if you don't get some goddamn thick skin and figure out how to deal with it, you ain't never gonna get through this. You're gonna know what you're gonna end up? You're gonna end up a fucking headline and dead. Dead. Like, whatever. And if you're gonna kill yourself, this is like, and I don't give a fuck what anybody says about this, but if you're gonna kill yourself, just fucking kill yourself. Don't bring me into it. Don't bring anybody else into it. Don't drive your motherfucking car in front of a goddamn train and think that that's the way to fucking do this. So you can, because all you're going to do is then now you're compounding the situation by taking out a whole bunch of other motherfuckers with you. No, that is some fucking coward ass, pussy ass shit. And if there is an afterlife, I hope yours is the worst possible one ever. And you're just sitting in a fucking pool of lava for fucking ever to sit there and contemplate how maybe you should have done things different in your fucking chance on this fucking planet. I'm just saying is all. But then this dude does that. Then the next thing you know, this freaking closeted homophobe who's been suppressed all his life by this crazy ass father who, from what I understand by reading things, and now I'm going to be ranting and going all over the place, so I'm sorry if this shit don't make sense, but it's just coming out in a fucking wave. But his father is a freaking crazy person. And this is what we've got raising children nowadays, because apparently if you read things, let me see if I can find one of the stories about this, because apparently growing up this kid was a fucking shithead, a complete and utter shithead, because his father is a complete and utter shithead. Do y'all get how that works? Has anybody like clued in on that yet? If you're a horrible fucking person and you project that on your children, do you know what you were making? More horrible fucking people. So how about you just quit being assholes? How about, I say this shit all the time, how about we just throw a little bit of rainbow sparkles and sunshine into all of us and just try to get along? What's so fucking hard about that? I don't even understand what's so fucking hard about it. Just fucking buck up. You know what? Sometimes the world ain't gonna go your way. Tough titty. You know, growing up, I would have told you tough titty, said the kitty, but the milk's still good. And that still holds true, because you know what? Sometimes you just got to fucking take your lumps and move on. I see that shit at the fucking place I go to all the time. This place I go to every day all the time. People are so thin skinned because they've been ingrained to be thin skinned. Fucking buck up. You can't take a fucking honest freaking response to anything. If anybody tells you anything in a blunt fashion, you get butt hurt and go creep crying off to somebody like, oh, he was mean to me. No, there's a marked difference between mean and somebody just being straight up. Straight up just means I don't got time for the bullshit. And right now, I ain't got time for the bullshit. But you go through this thing, and I'm sorry if I'm all over the fucking place, y'all, because I am all over the fucking place. But this shit is fucking ridiculous. Like, you get on here, you see how Obama, it says it's ridiculous. Like, right here, headline on the Daily News. I'm getting a lot of this shit from my crappy websites. I get it. Like, the Gawker is one of them. They've been following this shit, been cluing us in on a lot of this stuff. But it says, it's crazy how easy Orlando gunman Omar Mateen was able to obtain his weapons. Right? We have to do some soul searching. That's coming from our president, which a lot of you people don't respect, which makes absolutely no sense to me either. This dude earned earned the fucking job of president of the United States. Whether you agree with him getting there and the way he got there or not, he won. And you owe him some fucking respect. Even my redneck, backwards-ass brother fucking understands that. So what's so fucking hard for people who are paid to understand that fucking process? I'm talking to you, Republican congressman, fucking Mitch Turtle fucking looking McConnell, fucking whatever that Paul Ryan or whatever his fucking name is, Donald motherfucking fart puss dead mangy fox pumpkin head motherfucker, who then also is trying to say that that the LGBTQ community is like now starting to rally around him. Are you high, Clary? Are you really that fucking deluded and stupid to think that that is what is going on? Because I was just last weekend at a large festival that had hundreds of thousands of people there who were both homos and homo supporters, and I can guarantee you there was maybe a handful of people who thought you made any kind of sense at all whatsoever, and I did not see one, and it's a good thing I did not see one, because shit might not have been pretty. But that is fucking ridiculous. Don't sit there and fucking lie to my face and tell me how people are trying to like rally behind you, because nobody's rallying behind you. All they're really saying is, bye, Felicia, get your fucking ass out of my fucking face and shut the fuck up. Don't try to pretend like I am on your side, because I can guarantee you I am nowhere near on your side. You are the worst of the worst. You don't even, because you make no sense. All you do is talk for the sake of talking, and then you have the only thing you have done is illustrate just how horrible part of this country really is. You have done nothing, Donald Trump, but just expose the ugly, dark underside of everything wrong out there. That's all you've done. You made everybody realize that we really are way more racist than I gave us credit for. I think living in the city that I live in, I forget sometimes, because when I go back home, I forget and I act the same way that I act here. And then I'm back there in the South, in South Carolina, and everybody is like, whatever. And then I get into fights at bars because a woman wants to make derogatory homo comments to me. And when I call her a snaggletooth cunt, I'm the one who gets kicked out of the bar. That logic I can't figure, because I am just merely defending myself against a snaggletooth fucking cunt face whore. That is how I look at that. Now, that is a true story. That happened just after my mother died. I went to have a drink, try to get my mind off of things. Some freaking bitch ass redneck cunt face bitch with a snaggletooth thought it was her duty to point out to everybody and make derogatory statements to me, to the point to where I fought back, and then I'm the one at fault. That is the mentality that I have to deal with. People wonder why I don't like going back there. Why do I not want to go back and visit these people? Because you know what? A lot of you are good people, but you know what? A lot of them are shitty fucking people, and you good people don't do anything to fucking change the mindset of these fucking crazy ass bad people. That's how that fucking shit works. You get that? That's why people can't fucking reconcile this shit. That's just ridiculous. It's like, and aside from this dude, this fucking crazy dude, who apparently was a horrible child, a horrible adult, a horrible husband, just a generally horrible person all around, was still allowed to get guns. I don't understand. These people, the FBI can investigate you. Now, granted, you cannot be arrested. I will say this. You cannot be arrested for something that you might do. I get it. We can't live in a society like that. I support that. But I also think that if you have said some things that make me think you might be capable of doing things, and it is well documented, and we can prove that those things have been said, and that you might not have the mindset of someone who should really have one of these kind of things, you should be put on a list that says you cannot buy these things. You cannot buy these guns. We can say you can't fly on a fucking airplane, but we can't say you can't buy a gun. Please, somebody explain that logic to me. Wayne LaPierre, you fucking gay-ass sounding motherfucker. I don't understand. So explain that shit to me. Why don't we have background checks? Why somebody can just go buy a fucking gun at a goddamn gun show like it's nothing? Doesn't make sense. You know it doesn't make sense, but you just have been screaming this narrative for so fucking long, you don't want to be wrong. That's what it is. People, sometimes you just have to admit that I was fucking wrong. You know what? I need to change the way I'm thinking this shit. I'm not going about this the right way. I even saw a thing from the family of the people who invented this goddamn semi-automatic fucking AK-17, whatever, the AK-47, whatever the fuck this gun is. See, I know so little about guns, I don't even know what the numbers are. I don't care to know what the numbers are, because you know what? I don't want nor need one. Neither do you. It's fucking ridiculous. But the family of him would be like, he would be heartbroken, because he's dead now. He would be heartbroken to know that it is being used in the fashion that it is being used right now. It was developed for the military. That is what it was, to combat the freaking machine guns that the Russians were making. That's what it was. So this was not intended for what people are using it for today. And if you tell me that this, you're going to use this gun for hunting, I call bullshit, because that means you're not a hunter, because you suck, because part of the hunting is being able to go out and sort of like do this in the right fucking way. If you need to be able to spray bullets at your freaking deer, then you got problems. You're not going out there to freaking slaughter 78 deers in one go. That ain't how that shit works. Even my backwards ass redneck brother will tell you that shit. They go out there to hunt. They do it the right way. Nobody's trying to take away your hunting guns. Nobody's trying to take away your personal like revolvers or whatever. Although I don't think you need them. Like, I don't understand why you need them. It's just ridiculous. I don't get it. Don't give me this bullshit about the bad guys are going to find them. You know what? Make it harder for the bad guys to find them. Maybe pull your head out of your ass for a hot minute and think it on the way through. I have seen some statements on Facebook from some of the people that I thought were incredibly educated and smart individuals. And I am rescinding that thought. Completely. How people just fucking can't pull their head out of their ass, and this knee-jerk reaction is that I'm going to be some sort of fucking Chuck Norris vigilante fucking lethal weapon bullshit Arnold Schwarzenegger fucking Rambo where I'm going to save the fucking day. I call bullshit on each and every one of you. I will look you dead in the face and say, you lying motherfucker, because that ain't never going to happen. Never, ever, ever. Because you know what? Your bitch ass, dude, before you can get that goddamn concealed carry out of your fucking holster up under your jacket or whatever the fuck you say you've got it up under, they've already sprayed off probably a good fucking 2-3-4 dozen bullets. So what are you going to do with your little pea shooter at that point? Because as far from what I can tell, you're all such mouth breathing morons, you're probably just going to shoot yourself in the foot like Barney goddamn Fife on the fucking way this is happening. It's fucking ridiculous. You know what? And you guys, you are the people that I would pray for. Those are the people who do need praying for, because they're so fucking stupid and deluded that they need all the help they can get. So if these prayers of you work in any fashion at all whatsoever, maybe y'all need to divert those prayers to these people. Divert your prayers to the people who are living such a deluded fucking state that they think that guns are the answer to everything. If there had been more guns in there, it wouldn't happen. That's what that fucker's father said, that Omar, what's his name, fucking something Sadiq, Mir Sadiq or something like that, is just father, who's a horrible, awful fucking person, who's sitting there saying that, who says that the reason that this happened is because he originally said this happened was because his son saw two gay people kissing in Miami and his kid was with him, so he was horribly upset. No, he was horribly upset because he wasn't the one doing the Mac Daddy. Because from what I understand, his repressed homosexuality, which is a direct result of his father's indoctrination of how horrible homos are and how horrible all of this is, and that it's such a horrible, awful sin that you can't reconcile it, that it means that you got to go out and commit a fucking act of mass murder, the worst one ever in the history of this country, against a certain sect of people. And if you want to tell me this was not directed towards the gay community, to the LGBTQ people, then you are a mouth-breathing moron yourself, and you need to pull your fucking head out of your ass too. You don't sit there and tell me it was ISIL or it was this or that. No. I think that was a complete cover-up. He was not able to reconcile who he was due to society and the way people treat people and the way his father brought him up. And this shit manifested itself into all kind of this fucking craziness that we're dealing with right now. I blame his father for planting the seed of this. Because apparently, from what I also understand, this dude, when he was in the fifth grade, laughed maniacally when he found out about 9/11. He also said that he was going to come back and shoot up a whole bunch of people at one time during school. Apparently, he was a horrible bully, and everybody was like, he might be gay, but he's like a bully. And that is what fucking happens. You fucking start freaking trying to like manifest this shit in fucked up ways. This is the freaking ridiculousness that we're dealing with. I mean, and this dude, it's clear to me now that this is a large part of the problem. Is this dude, one, he was nuts. That's just part of it. I mean, mental health for this country, people, please. Can somebody pull your fucking head out of your fucking ass long enough to realize that mental health is necessary? People are fucking crazy. The world we live in now is crazy. And if people don't have some sort of help and guidance sometimes to help them try to figure out all of the fucking craziness that they've freaking come up with in their freaking brain, they can suck a fart out of my ass. You people need to figure out that things are not gonna fix themselves. And if we don't try to make a concerted effort to try to do something about this shit, we ain't never gonna get anywhere. And this shit's only gonna get worse. It's fucking ridiculous. But some of the crap that just killing me. Okay, I'm going to redirect. I've been ranting. I don't even know what I've talked about up to this point. I've been going for, 20 some odd minutes right now, and all I feel like is I've just been screaming and yelling, and it's probably going to be another almost 30 minutes of that, because I can't. I just can't. Oh, and right. I'm scrolling along the computer. So this is, I mean, this has to be the most disjointed fucking conversation I've ever had with myself on this goddamn microphone. I'm sorry. But then it's like, then this other thing, I haven't even got to this point yet. Then on top of it all, like the freaking icing on the motherfucking cake, right? So at the Homo Pride Parade, right, on Sunday, we've had a moment of silence for all of the victims of this horrible, awful massacre in Orlando at the Pulse nightclub. Then I walk through the parade with the Project Angel Food people collecting money to like help out a really, 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 really good organization that does a lot of good for a lot of people who need help. And I actually did quite good. I will pat myself on the back. Me and my good buddy Rick were freaking carrying around our chef hat full of money. And we were freaking working the crowd. And we probably could raise more money than anybody else that was over there trying to raise money for this thing. Because I was like, no, you people need to give some money up. And I was feeling all good about myself. I was like, you know what? At least I did this little bit of good in the world today. And then I come to find out, on the flip side of that, I go to get some lunch after the parade with some friends of mine. Come to find out there's some other fucking crazy-ass motherfucker with close-set eyes. Let me tell you see somebody with close-set eyes. I ain't saying all of them. I'm just saying it gives the most of them. Not even most of them. Whatever. It's my own personal theory, and I think I have said it here before on the Hollywood Hick multiple times, but close-set eyes is an indicator of crazy, right? Not everybody with close-set eyes, but something about people with close-set eyes. I see a lot of crazy people with close-set eyes. Now, this dude, James Howell, this motherfucker that drove out from Indiana with a fucking trunk load of fucking guns and ammunition and freaking stuff to make pipe bombs in the back of his fucking car, drove out here from Indiana to freaking... he was in Santa Monica when they arrested his bitch ass, but he drove from Indiana out here with all that stuff. So with, from what I understand, with the intention of going to the Homo Pride Parade to do some damage. Now, luckily somebody saw his suspicious looking ass lurking around in Santa Monica and they called the cops when they found him. Also come to find out this motherfucker is wanted back in Indiana for molesting a 12-year-old. Yes, you heard that right. So this is the level of crazy we're dealing with today. This dude has already been in trouble for pulling a gun on somebody, molested a 12-year-old, drove out here from Indiana with a freaking arsenal in his fucking car, and then, from what I understand, can't figure out why he's like, I wasn't going to do nothing. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Bull motherfucking shit. You hear that, people? Bull motherfucking shit. You can suck that fart so far out of my ass, I won't... I have no fucking words for this shit. But apparently, he came out here to meet some dude that he had met online. See, like, that's the thing. You people on these dating apps and things like that, like, be careful. Because I'm starting to think about this shit. It's like, this is how some of these people are hooking up with folks. Because this dude, like, both of them were doing that shit. That Omar Mateen motherfucker was doing it. And this James Howell dude were doing it. They were hooking up with people on these, like, dating apps, like the Grindr and the Scruff and the Jacked and the Adam for Adam and shit like that. They're hooking up with people there, right? And then trying to, like, freaking get their way into things. Now, that's Omar Mateen apparently was trying to get him some sexy times on the side from what people are saying, that he'd asked people out, he'd hung out at that bar before. This James Howell fella, he just drove out here. He's saying that he's bisexual, but I don't fucking believe him. I just think that people say that shit just to try to deflect. I don't know. And maybe he is. I don't know, nor care. But as far as I'm concerned, your intent was to come out here and cause some trouble where there was just a whole bunch of joy and celebrating going on. Just wanted to do me some country line dancing in the country line dance tent, hang out with my friends, and be a happy homo for fucking once. Even in the midst of this fucking tragedy, people were trying to like rally and have a good time and celebrate what it is, how far we've come, how far we still need to go, all of this kind of shit. But you people need to kiss my ever-loving ass if you think that we need more guns in this society. Just fucking stop it. This dude was coming out to do that shit. They put his ass up under the jail, as far as I'm concerned. But let's dig back into this crazy ass motherfucker, this Omar Mateen dude, right? Like, oh, am I gonna have to quit talking about this? I am so upset right now. And then I still got to go to that goddamn place I go to every day where people gonna try to upset me even more. That's what they do. All the fucking time. Well, it says here, okay, this is a little bit of good news. So I'm scrolling, I'm rambling. Sorry, I'm kind of got off track. Y'all know me. This is how I fucking roll. Welcome to the Mother Truckin' Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. But I'm just telling you, people can kiss my motherfucking ass. You just, all y'all, fuck you. But Apparently, he was charged with multiple felonies, this dude. Good, because they caught his ass. And he is crazy looking. He's got crazy hair. It all looks like he cut it himself with some jacked up freaking dull ass scissors with his close set eyes looking like Elijah Wood a little bit. I'm telling you, he got crazy face. If I saw this dude coming, I'd be like, dude, we got to go the other way because he's fucking crazy ass. But just to put it in perspective, this dude who was headed out here, though it says on the TMZ here, yes, I get my news from the TMZ, so fuck you. They usually get it right better than anybody else anyway, so fuck you. If you like, just do your goddamn research. They're usually pretty much right. They might pay for it, but they're still fucking right. It says here, the man arrested with multiple weapons in his car who planned to hit up LA's Gay Pride Festival was just charged with several felonies. Good. The Los Angeles County District Attorney charged James Howe Tuesday with possession of an assault weapon. An assault weapon. You get that? One of them that fires off a bazillion bullets all at one time. The one that was designed for mass killings. That's what he fucking had in his car. And you want to try to tell me that regular fucking citizens deserve to have these things just because of the Second Amendment? I will tell you to take that Second Amendment and shove it where the sun don't shine. And then after that happens, I'm going to kick it farther up there with my fucking biggest boot I can get on my goddamn foot. I'm just saying is all. But charged with the possession of an assault weapon, possession of explosives on a public highway, explosives. You got that? He was going to go set off freaking pipe bombs and fucking shit like that. And for possessing high capacity ammo magazines, which I'm under the understanding from what I have read that he had taped the magazines together, which is, I guess, what they do so they can switch them out real quick so they can just continue killing faster. So that way they don't have to like put it down and then pick another one and just go. They pull out one side, scoot over a little, shove it right back in, and then they're right back to killing with all of these bullets that are up in there. His bail was set at $2 million because they say he's a danger to the community. You think somebody like this might be a danger to the community? As far as I'm concerned, just put him underneath the fucking jail so he can just sit there and stew in his fucking what he has done and the fucking bullshit that he has fucking created. TMZ says they broke the story that Howell was arrested on Sunday in Santa Monica. See, TMZ broke the story. Okay, y'all, I'm telling you, TMZ is generally right. I'm just saying is all. Saying they did that after cops discovered him with 3 assault rifles, ammo, and a 5-gallon bucket with chemicals capable of forming an improvised explosive device just hours after the massacre in Orlando. Now, then it says here, and then there was a couple of updates to say the DA just released more details about what was inside his car. Now, so they also found, because this is the kind of shit that fucking crazy psycho murderers have, the cops found a black hood, taser, handcuffs, a buck knife, security badge, and a 5-gallon container of gasoline. The combo of dangerous materials is why the DA is asked for an increased bail. Then they updated again that Howell just pled not guilty. Fuck you and you're not guilty. You are so motherfucking guilty. Nobody believes you. Might as well just say guilty and cut to the fucking chase so we can put you underneath that goddamn jail. But his attorney, fuck you, argued the chemicals found in his car often used by gun enthusiasts during target practice, but the DA says they were similar to those used in the Oklahoma City bombing. Exactly. He's scheduled back in court later this month. Underneath the jail, motherfuckers. Underneath the jail is where he needs to just dig a hole, put him in there, and then slide a tray of gruel in every once in a while so that he can like have enough sustenance so he can sit there and think about this shit for the rest of his miserable motherfucking life. That's how I look at that shit. And don't give me this freaking chemicals used by gun enthusiasts, because you know what? I watched some shit about that. That's fucking ridiculous. These people are like shooting at shit so it can blow up. Like, quit being so destructive. All you're doing is just fueling the fucking fire. It kills me. It fucking kills me. Makes me nuts. I can't fucking reconcile this shit. It drives me literally out of my mind. But then, these are the kind of things that also that come out of it that I just can't wrap my brain around. I can't. I don't know how. I don't possess the ability to. Like, I saved some things over here on my iPad as I've been reading about this. Let's look at these. These are some of the headlines that I have saved, right? So a lot of this is from like Gawker, some of my websites, but it started back with that reports ex-wife and classmate say Orlando killer was gay. These are some of the things that I'm saying. And like, this is also from the ex-wife that he beat the fuck out of. And like, she ditched him after like a month or a couple of months, and her family had to come rescue her ass. So I think she does have a little bit of insight here, because that's how fucking shit manifests itself. If you're so repressed, you don't know how to deal with these feelings. And then you've got something there that you don't really want, but you're expected to have. So what do? You lash out at it. Another one I said here is Trump says you'll just have to parse his innuendos about Obama and Islam yourself. Oh, because that's it. Because because Donald Trump in his big, stupid, bloated, punkin' head fart, puss, dead, mangy, fox-looking motherfucker. He tries to say that that this was all Obama's fault because Obama won't say that this was the result of radical Islam. Is that what it is? Yeah, radical Islamic terrorism. Because you know what? I honestly think that was his excuse. I think that if he thought he brought this in, that it would deflect from the fact that he wanted to suck a dick so bad and didn't know how to go about it and reconcile his feelings, that it manifested itself into this mass anger and resentment towards a whole population, that he drove all this way over to this Pulse nightclub place that he would visit a few times a month, from what I understand, and hit on the guys, or sometimes get drunker and Cootie Brown over in the corner and get belligerent, until one time he pulled a knife on somebody up in there because I forget what the reason was. But that's what is like one person had to say about his interactions with this dude. He also tried to hook up with guys on dating apps, apparently sent a couple of dick pics out there. We already can see, if you look it up on the internet, he was a fan of freaking really bad bathroom selfies. So like Amanda B said on her thing, if the only person you can get to take a picture is yourself, then you got a problem and you need to change your ways so you can at least get one friend who's willing to take your fucking picture for you, because you look like a fucking dumbass. But this is the kind of shit that just infuriates me, because this is what he said. So he was on, they took this off of BuzzFeed, but he was on some fucking program or some, giving some speech somewhere, and he goes, the Howie Carr Show, whatever the fuck that is. And this is what Pumpkinhead, Fart Puss, Dead Mangy Fox had to say about this. But he says, well, you know, I'll let people figure that out for themselves, Howie, referring to what was the cause of this. He says, cause to be honest with you, there certainly doesn't seem to be a lot of anger or passion when he wanted to demand retribution for what happened over the weekend. Because the guy can be measured in his approach to something and trying to like have a rational, freaking level-headed statement about things and not just be some bloviating fucking fart puss of a pumpkin head who goes out there and says whatever comes to your mind. He goes on and says, there was certainly not a lot of passion. Just because it was fucking reserved passion doesn't mean it's not passion, you dumb fuck. There was certainly not a lot of anger, you know. We'll let people figure it out. But it's very, very, and it's a sad situation when you have the kind of tragedy that we had and a president that gave a press conference and talks about gun control. This was a licensed person who could have got a gun anyway. But if we had some fucking goddamn regulation involved, he may not have had some guns. Because even from what I understand, the guy who sold him some shit or denied him some shit too, I think some like body armor and things like that, flagged it and nobody did a fuck. He goes, I'm no fan of President Obama, but to show you how dishonest the phony Washington Post is, they wrote, Donald Trump suggests President Obama was involved with Orlando shooting. Because you did, dude. You did. Like the same Washington Post that he refuses to like cover his campaign because they tell the truth. Because heaven forbid you fucking tell the truth about this guy. I don't even think this was the right article. But he was, like, at one point, he says that because Obama won't say that it's radical Islam that did this, that it's Obama's fault. No, that's not the fucking case. That is not the fucking case at all. He doesn't want to say it's radical Islam because it ain't radical Islam. And you can't loop everybody in together as much as you want to. Like, I can tell you straight up with a straight face, and I will mean every word of it, not all Christians are bad. But enough Christians are such horrible, awful, hateful, closed-minded, backwards-ass bitches that they give you a bad name. Why do so many people today run from religion? Your numbers are dwindling and you can't figure out how to reconcile it. Even the fucking Pope just came up and said, yo, dude, most of y'all's marriages are bullshit. And let me tell you why. Because you aren't believing in the sanctity of marriage. This is one man, one woman, according to y'all, forever. And all you do is just go into it, and when things don't go right, you fucking get divorced or you do this. So you're not prepared for it. So yes, like we've been saying all along, you have ruined the sanctity of marriage plenty by yourself. Us homos didn't have to even get involved in it for you to do that. Y'all did that yourselves. The Pope just said that too. He's like, you people are fucking dumb. Like, now I paraphrase, and the Pope would never say it this way, but and there are times where I can still want to tell that Pope to fucking kiss my big fat faggot ass. But right now I kind of agree with him with the thing I just read this morning. Y'all done fucked it up. Okay, so quit trying to point the fingers everywhere else and own your own fucking house. I can't stand that shit. If you make a mistake or you do something wrong, Then fucking own it. If you live in a world where you think that people aren't going to make mistakes, then you are setting yourself up for some serious motherfucking disappointment. You got that? Does any of that make sense? Does any of that jive with you motherfuckers? I don't know if it does or not. But back to what I'm talking about here. So fucking Donald Trump, horrible, awful, hateful person, right? Let's go back to our list of stuff here about what I was looking at. So then we've got some more things here. Like, I don't give a shit about this fucking not. Like, really, like, it keeps diverting. When I go back to this stupid thing, it starts at the top. I wish it'd start at the bottom, but it don't. So we just deal. Says here, Orlando shooter was reportedly a regular at Pulse and had a profile on a gay dating app. That's what, see, we've already been through that. I don't give a fuck that goddamn Calvin Harris and freaking Taylor Tay-Tay Swift done broke up. We're moving past that. The LA Pride weapon suspect charged with molesting 12-year-old girl. Get that? That's why he had fled. One of the reasons he came out here to do his killing is because he didn't want to do his killing there, because they're already looking for him because he was diddling a 12-year-old, which is just awful. I can't wrap my brain around that bullshit. Then we've got people who then on the flip side of this think that it's their freaking duty to go out there and start making threats about doing this again. I have seen two incidents of this, and it's barely even not even a week after this. Not long after, a dude in New York got upset with somebody, was hanging out I don't know if it's a specifically gay bar, but it's a very gay friendly environment at this bar called the Happy Fun Hideaway. It wasn't very happy fun for that motherfucker, but I'm reading this over here on the Gawker site. Says, man arrested after threatening to attack Brooklyn gay bar Orlando style. Now, see, that's the part that just makes it fucked up. You can get upset at somebody and like, fuck all y'all, I hope you die, and then run off. Like, because most people know that you really don't hope they die. You're just frustrated and angry. But when you act like this fool, they should take this dude, put him in jail, and tell everybody that he molested a kid, even though he didn't, just so he could get some fucking straight up comeuppance right off the bat. That's, I don't give a fuck. But apparently, last Monday, the day after the fucking shit went down in Orlando, right? At 11:15 in the p.m. on Monday night, Justin Rice, 40, was arguing loudly with his girlfriend at Bushwick's Happy Fun Hideaway, a neighborhood bar with many queer and trans staff and patrons. The bouncer kicked his bitch ass out, like he should have, for being a fucking asshole, and Rice became violent. He comes screaming, "I'm going to come back Orlando style." Mm-hmm. That's what he said, referencing the fucking biggest hate crime to ever fucking happen in this country that just happened the day before. This is the kind of people that live in this fucking world now. They have no fucking sense. They have no fucking ability to fucking reconcile anything, and everything becomes about them. Everything is about them. Everybody is so fucking selfish and so fucking self-centered and so fucking entitled that it is mind-boggling. You are not entitled to shit. This world doesn't owe you a fucking thing. You need to go out there and be a good person and make this world into a better place and find your fucking spot in it. That's what you need to fucking do. You got that? Does that make any fucking sense? I don't owe you fucking shit. I don't owe you a goddamn thing. You know what? I can go out there because there's a word called consent that means I can make out with any motherfucker I want to, as long as they are also consenting to that fucking Mac Daddy session. You got that? Does that make any sense? I can suck any fucking dick I want to out there on the street if I want to, as long as a person whose dick's getting sucked is the one who says, the other one who says, I'm cool with this. So, and if that's going on and it don't involve you, then fucking butt out of my goddamn business, you fucking backwards ass mouth breathing bitches. I don't fucking get it. The story goes on. Says, he said, I'm going to come back Orlando style. He says, I'm going to shoot this place up and get my 50 just like Orlando, Florida. That's what he says to these people. That is what this motherfucker said. He then punched the 34-year-old bouncer and threw a metal bucket filled with sand at him while screaming, fuck you, faggots. Fuck that faggot. I'll kill you, faggots. That's what it is. You know what? You know what I wish would have happened? I wish all those faggots would have come out of that bar and beat the fucking shit out of his ass right in the middle of the street, and then stood there and told every person that walked by to, like, make sure they tell everybody that this bitch-ass bitch on the ground right now just got his ass kicked by a bunch of fucking faggots. That's what happened. Because that's what I tell people nowadays. I'm like telling you, you better fucking think about this shit. Because you know what? It's going to go one of two ways. And if it doesn't go your way, you're going to have to tell everybody you just got your ass kicked by a faggot. Because I have had it. I did that to a dude in the middle of fucking Hollywood Boulevard not long ago. And you should have seen him fucking fucking hightail it out of there with all he motherfucking had. I'm just saying is they don't fucking want to do it. Most of these people are just noise. Like this dude, I'm sure he probably was just noise, but his timing fucking sucked. I'm serious. Apparently, the bouncer here suffered minor injuries and was able to restrain the man. Happy Fun Hideaway tells staff that they were unable to comment on the instance as it's still under investigation, but everyone is safe and okay. His bitch ass got arrested and charged with attempted assault, aggravated harassment, making a terrorist threat, and menacing as a hate crime. He's being held at Rikers. Good. I hope somebody butt fucks the shit out of him in Rikers and just makes him take it, like fucking run a train on his ass. That's a horrible thing to say, but you know, I'm just fucking frustrated. Do it. The bail set $10,000. Fuck him. He needs more bail than that fucking shit. And to be quite honest, if you look at this shit, okay, going back to this, he's not the only one. I just read this one this morning. Where is my link to it? Blah blah blah. I'm just reading these headlines and so shit's just coming back to me in a wave. But the fucking dude, while he was fucking shooting people up, was checking his Facebook to see if he was trending. I can't wrap my brain around that. That's something I just can't. It's like I don't have the ability to process that shit. And texting his wife to see if he's like if he's on the news yet. Like this is like he wants notoriety, which sucks because I don't want them to get notoriety. But we have to know what went on and we have to know who these people are so that we can try to figure out how to fucking not have this happen anymore. But some of the people who fucking have control of a portion of that just won't fucking let go. But there's also some Marines from out here in San Diego at Camp Pendleton down the road from me right here that are also in a little bit of a spat because says here on the Jezebel site, Marines under investigation for allegedly threatening to attack gay bars. So this is what they do. This is how they think is the appropriate way to respond to this fucking shit because they're such fucking assholes. And apparently somehow me being a homo challenges their masculinity in such a way that they can't fucking figure it out. And it's probably because they've wanted to suck a dick or two in their day, but that's just a different story for a different day because it looks like I have ranted for an entire 45 minutes so far. I had a feeling we weren't going to get to any of the fluff like Amber Heard and Johnny Depp's divorce going on, freaking Tom Hiddleston and Tay-Tay out there running around. Lord knows what the fuck else is going on. I didn't even get to the kid getting snatched by an alligator at Disney World, which just for my case in point, parents, I'm just going to say this real quick and then we'll get back to this military story. But if you're in Florida and there is a body of water, regardless of whether there is a sign there or not, you need to realize that there might be gators up in there because this is Florida and there's a shit ton of fucking gators in Florida. So if you think that there's a body of water and no gators, that means you didn't do your research. Now, I'm not saying you're a bad parent. I'm just saying you didn't take this into consideration and maybe everybody else needs to use this as a learning lesson. I'm just saying it's all. I can't talk about that anymore because that's ultra sad to me as well. That poor 2-year-old kid got sucked away by a freaking gator and, yes, there are no signs, but at the same time, it's—I don't know. I just find it difficult to believe that you should not understand that it's Florida and they're gators. But I feel really bad for them. And my thoughts and prayers are going to you, since apparently those are what you're supposed to do when these kind of tragedies happen. There was no sarcasm, please. But it says here on the Jezebel. Two Marines are under investigation for uploading a photo to social media in which they allegedly threatened to attack gay bars, all less than a week after the shooting at the Pulse Gay Nightclub in Orlando, which has been deemed the worst mass shooting by a single gunman in U.S. history. You hear that? Worst mass shooting by a single gunman in U.S. history. Well, the Marine Corps members reportedly responsible for the post belong to the Marine Expeditionary Force, which is headquartered at Camp Pendleton in San Diego County. The photo, which was posted to the Camp Mendleton resale Facebook group, whatever that means, I don't fucking know. There's 25,000 members strong, apparently. It's a closed group for male Marines, apparently. Hold on, my computer just went wonky. I gotta make sure it didn't go fucked up and stop my fucking programming. Nope, it didn't. Sorry for the fucking interruption. But it says the photo was posted by the Camp Mendleton resale, features an unnamed male corporal holding a military rifle with his finger poised on the trigger. The caption accompanying the photo reads, "Coming to a gay bar near you," because that's what we fucking need to hear right now. We're already living in fear half the time because so many people don't understand something, which to them means that we should fucking lash out panic. It doesn't mean that maybe I should educate myself. No, it means I should act violently towards it, because that's what your fucking knee-jerk reaction is, because that's just how fucking stupid a society we are raising. It's ridiculous. The Post also promised that Orlando was long overdue and that San Diego, the city near where the suspects were based, was next, according to the Marine Corps Times. Shortly after the photo was uploaded, the Marine who did so followed it up with, "Too soon? Fuck you. Fuck you. You know what? No, way too fucking soon." And the problem is, your too soon was to deflect from your fucking original intention, because I don't believe you're too soon. The spokesman for that group of people, what the fuck, what is it? They put in the abbreviation here, I can't remember. Camp, the military, the I-Marine Expeditionary Force, this is one Lieutenant Gray, Thomas Gray, told the press that both the person featured in the photo and the person who posted the photo have since been identified. Good. Fucking fuck them up. That's what you need to do. Fucking make their life motherfucking miserable, because you know what? That shit should not be tolerated. And if you're in military, from what I understand, you're guilty until proven innocent. So fucking they're guilty. Throw them in the hooscow or the goose, whatever the fucking you call it, but just fucking you make them pay. The Marine Corps does not tolerate discrimination from this dude, does not tolerate discrimination based on sexual orientation, race, gender, or religion. This type of behavior and mindset will not be allowed, and it is not consistent with the core values of honor, courage, and commitment that are demonstrated by the vast majority of Marines on a daily basis. I hope that's true. But from what I understand, Marines are assholes. So I hope that you are trying to make some fucking change. He also went on and said they do not tolerate hate speech. And he was the dude who runs the Facebook group was like pissed. He's like, "We don't tolerate hate speech." And he took it right down. So that's good. But unfortunately, this incident inherently tied to the Orlando shooting is not a standalone occurrence, because of, they're pointing out to the Orlando shooting inside the gay bar, blah, blah, blah. I had a text message that popped up and I'm like losing it right here at the last minute. He also screamed that he would get his last 50, just like we were talking about the other dude. But whatever. I got freaking sidetracked by a text that popped up on my screen when I did that. Sorry, y'all. I almost made it to the end without fucking up too bad. But yes, I hope they fuck these motherfuckers up with all kind of fucking the passion that burns inside of me, flames on the side of my face. The passion is fucking angriness that is coming out of me. I can't. I just motherfucking can't do it. All right, got a few more minutes. Let's go back to a couple more of these fucking headlines that I was like going through here because it kills me. Oh, this one. I think I touched on it earlier on, but this, I want to punch him in his old ass fucking face. I don't give a fuck. But Senator John McCain, oldest fucking Methuselah, needs to be fucking just get rid of this dude. Like, I think at a certain point, these people get too old to fucking serve. And you should not be a goddamn senator for your whole fucking life. 12 years max, like 12 years. I don't know, but it cannot be for fucking ever. But apparently on Thursday, Senator John McCain revealed that he is functioning on heavy Republican autopilot. This is according to the Gawker people again, when he said that Barack Obama is directly responsible for the historic mass shooting at Pulse nightclub in Orlando. He said, and this is a quote, "Barack Obama is directly responsible for it because when he pulled everybody out of Iraq, Al-Qaeda went to Syria, became ISIS. And ISIS is what is today thanks to Barack Obama's failures. He pulled everybody out of Iraq. I predicted it at the time that ISIS would go unchecked and there would be attacks on the United States of America. It's a matter of record." So he is directly responsible. So he basically says that it is our president who has been trying to get some sort of gun control up in this country that this motherfucker won't do anything about because he is so far up Wayne LaPierre, the gayest sounding name motherfucker ever, his ass, that he can't fucking see the light of day. So then, of course, he comes back on the flip side trying to like dig himself out of that hole, and I don't believe a fucking word of it. He can suck a fucking fart out of my ass, a rank, runny, nasty, fucking gross ass fart. I'm just saying. But he later tweeted, he goes, "To clarify, I was referring to President Obama's national security decisions that have led to the rise of ISIL, not the president himself." Bullshit. Shit. No, I don't fucking believe you at all. Then he goes on to update. There's an update here that says Senator McCain, who has undoubtedly been backtracking since he explicitly 2 times in a row, even after pushback that Obama was directly responsible for the Orlando shooting, has released an official statement He said, I misspoke. No, you didn't. You said exactly what you felt. You choose to say that you misspoke at this time because now you have been called out for the fucking mouth-breathing moron and the giant fucking boil of fucking hate and grossness on the ass of a fucking giant pile of shit. He goes on and says, I misspoke. I did not mean to imply that the president was personally responsible. Bullshit. Bull, motherfucking shit. He goes, I was referring to President Obama's national security decisions, not the president himself. I don't believe you. This is backtracking. You can disagree with somebody's policy, but you do not say that they are directly responsible for mass shooting of 50 people when that man has been doing nothing but to try to solve this kind of problem. And every time one of these come up, you can see the hurt and despair in his face every time one of these instances come up, and he is sick and fucking tired of talking about it, just like the rest of us. So pull your motherfucking head out of your motherfucking ass and get a goddamn clue, John McCain. You got it? I hope so, because really, we are all starting to get fed up with this shit. I'm not even going to fucking read it anymore. I'm so mad reading that right now. Just fucking sends me over the goddamn roof. What I'm telling you, people, God damn it, just everybody fucking get along. Quit being assholes. Everybody be nicer to each other. Don't cause this shit. If somebody wants to suck a dick, let them suck a dick as long as everybody's in on it. If somebody wants to go out there and fucking be bisexual, let them be bisexual. If somebody wants to be asexual, let them be asexual. Just fucking live and let live and fucking go on. And if something bothers you so motherfucking much, quit thinking about it. That's what I do. I don't want to know what you fucking straight people are doing in your bedroom. It grosses me the fuck out. I tried it. I don't like it. It was not my cup of tea. If I ever have to put my face in another pussy again, it will not be too soon. And on that note, I am out, y'all. This is the Hollywood Hick. You've been listening to me on the Crab Diving Network. Love y'all. Bye, Felicia. Lamb, 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 lamb